Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
If you're someone who wonders why people cheat on their partners, a new study may have an answer. It's contagious, kind of.
The study in the Archives of Sexual Behavior found when people are exposed to another person's cheating, the study participant experienced less commitment to their current relationship and expressed a greater desire for alternative partners. Dr. Leslie Griffin, founder of Marriage Champs, which offers performance coaching for couples across the country. Doctor, thanks for being with us. So what these people in the study started to hear about what other people are doing, and they thought, well, maybe I'll try that too?
I believe so. That's what happens.
Is it just like... I'm trying to understand, is this like just an excuse to get away with it for them? Or is it like, okay, well, maybe I wasn't really happy, or they seem like they're happy you're doing this, or what do you think is actually going on here?
I think what's happening is that it's becoming more normalized. And so if you see other people doing it, then you think it's okay to do yourself. So you may have struggled with or contemplated cheating, and having another relationship on the side. And if you see other people do it, then it doesn't make you seem as bad.
And I'm curious, you counsel people, right? What do they tell you when they, confess that they're cheating? Do they say it's because, well, my best buddy, he or she's cheating too, so I thought, hey, I may as well do the same thing?
No, absolutely not. Oftentimes, you have kind of have two sets of people. You have people that kind of have a history and a pattern of cheating. And then you have other people who are in relationships and their needs aren't being met. And so that makes them vulnerable and it puts them at a greater risk or more likelihood that they are going to cheat because they are in a vulnerable state.
So, you think a lot of these people are already sort of, and we'll use that word vulnerable to turning into cheaters?
Yes. More oftentimes than not. You have people that are just in vulnerable states and then they end up cheating as opposed to, oh, everybody else is doing it. So when in Rome, do as the Romans do.
So if it's sort of contagious, is there a way to prevent it? I mean, I don't know, wear masks or something like that.
Catch the cheating bug.
Yeah.
I think the key is that, you know, instead of the whole when in Rome, do as the Romans do, when in Rome, you have to go home. So if you don't surround yourself with people who are cheating or are likely to cheat, then you're less likely to do it yourself because it doesn't make you feel like you're... Sometimes when you are around people who are doing things that you deem is not right, eventually over time you start to think, well, maybe it is right. If everybody else is doing it, it must be okay to do.
How many people have you had sitting together, though, that have maybe been through some of this or gotten close to the line who had that old phrase, you know, I thought the grass was greener, but then I figured out that... You know, what do I give up to get that? You know, it's a totally different thing. Maybe you have a fling, but then like you have this whole life over here that is now at stake.
Yeah. And unfortunately, people don't think about that until it's too late. So they go ahead and go on the other side thinking the grass is greener. And then they realize that maybe it's turf or spray paint. And then now when you try to go back to your partner, you've done a lot of damage to the relationship.
Do you think that this is something that's new, or is it just something that has been going on forever, but now people are more apt to talk about it?
Oh, it's absolutely not a new phenomenon. People have been cheating for I don't know how long.
No, but I mean the whole contagiousness thing.
Oh, no. I think that we're saying that it's contagious because of social media and things that you see. You can see it and you can access people more. You can, you know, slide in someone's direct message and hook up, or there are just more ways for you to be able to cheat now.
Are there more on the other side of this? Are there more also like actual talked through, like open relationships where everyone's agreed,
Absolutely.
Like, hey, this is all right?
Absolutely. But I don't think those couples would consider what they're doing as cheating.
Do you think people see those though and go, well, I want that. And if they're not going to give it to me, then I'm going to go try it on my own.
Sometimes, but more oftentimes than not, they just look for people that are open to having an open relationship.
Is therapy successful for this?
Well, that's a trick question. It is successful for the people who have a common goal. So if one person in the relationship wants to have a monogamous relationship and the other person does not, then it's not going to work. But for two people who say, I was unfaithful, but I don't want to do that anymore, then absolutely it can work out.
Dr. Leslie Griffin, founder of Marriage Champs, offers performance coaching for couples across the country. Doctor, thanks.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.